Hello, divine being, and welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I am your host, Kaya, and welcome to the place where I help you to expand, evolve, grow, heal, shine your divine light, and so much more. Here, I have the honor and the privilege of being a vessel for love and for light, a place where I can help guide the collective back home. So thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you can gain even just a little bit from this podcast. Know that I love you so deeply, as you and I are one. Namaste, and welcome to the podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I am so happy to have you. And if you've been here before, you know the drill. Welcome back. I am so happy you are here. Now, today, I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is creating and living a life of freedom. Freeing yourself from the cages and the anchors and all of the things holding you back from being able to really soar and live this blissful life of freedom. You see, so many people live their lives in a box. So many people keep themselves from chasing their passions, chasing their dreams. Honestly, a lot of people keep themselves from just freely having fun, like going to the beach and running down the beach with no care in the world and just being a free soul. Like the simplest little things, the simplest little moments, people keep themselves from for tons of reasons, right? We keep ourselves in these boxes to keep us safe, to feed our ego, to keep ourselves from potentially being judged by others. We stay in these boxes because that's what we're comfortable with. And honestly, a lot of times we aren't living a life of freedom because we're so conditioned and trained to be robots, to wake up, go to work, come home, cook dinner, and live our lives in these weird robotic cycles instead of just being free, instead of flowing, instead of being wild, instead of running and dancing and jumping and laughing and climbing trees and splashing around like a kid and traveling to new places and just allowing yourself to be without restrictions and live a life that is fun and blissful and exciting and joyful. This kind of life is available to every single human being. Every single one of you listening right now can live a life of more freedom. You can be a free soul, a free spirit. It just takes a little bit of action, a little bit of unconditioning, a little bit of rewilding yourself, a little bit of getting rid of the anchors and the chains and the cages that are keeping you locked up and keeping you from soaring and spreading your wings. But with a little bit of work, it is so possible for you to live a life of freedom, baby. And that is one of my biggest passions in life, is not only living a life of freedom myself, but inspiring other people to create a life like this as well, and showing people how to do it. So of course, in this episode, I'm not going to be able to go really in depth, but I'm going to give you guys a few tips to start off with. And if you really want to deep dive, let me turn my notifications off again. If you really want to deep dive into this and you're really serious about transforming and changing your life and really living this life of freedom that you either see me living or other people living on social media, then a deep dive might be beneficial for you. So if that sounds like you, at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you some information on how to contact me so that we can potentially get on a call and see how I can best help you, serve you, and guide you into this life that you deserve. But all of that being said, let's get right into it. I'm going to give you guys a few minor tips to start off with so that it's not super overwhelming at first, like freaking get up and quit your job. But I'm going to start off with a few smaller things that you can implement almost every single day to start, you know, bringing yourself into the energy of freedom, to start unconditioning yourself, get yourself out of robot mode, and get yourself into that free flowing life. Okay, tip number one that you can do every single day is rewilding yourself. Rewilding yourself. I don't even know if that is grammatically correct, but I like using this word. And what you're gonna do is every single day, you're gonna carve out time to get your booty out in nature, be barefoot, and just be wild. Be more animalistic. Tap into your inner child. Explore. Run around. Climb trees. Get dirty. Get explorative, play with sticks and rocks. I don't know, whatever you feel called to do, do. But the point of this is to be detached from technology, detached from other people, honestly, and just connected to your inner free wild soul and nature. It might sound silly to some of you, but I promise you, if you practice this every single day or as often as you can, you're gonna start to notice yourself feeling more free. Just feeling more free in general. Like when I first started going barefoot, I immediately felt more free. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm running around in the grass barefoot. I'm like walking around barefoot. I'm going into this store barefoot. Like I just felt more free. And not only do you feel that, but through the barefootedness, you become so much more grounded and connected to the earth, and it heals you in ways that you won't even be able to understand. But that's besides the point. Just rewild yourself, and this is going to look different for every single person, but just get out of your comfort zone, okay? That's another huge part of this, is to become more free and live a more free life, you have to get out of your comfort zone, okay? You can't just sit here and listen to this podcast and be like, no, I don't like the outdoors, or no, that's weird, or no, that's uncomfortable. Like, you have to push yourself out of the comfort zone and just do the things that you're not used to. Get out in nature, be wild, screw the judgment. Go somewhere where there's not going to be any people, if you are really worried about that in the beginning, and just run around, frolic, be wild, be free. I promise you, you're going to feel so good once you actually get past the uncomfortability and really just get into a flow of allowing yourself to be wild and free. It is a beautiful feeling. Okay, and of course, tip number two is travel more. Now, if you don't have the ability or the money to travel at this time, that is totally fine. But what I want you to do is cultivate mini travels. So you don't have to go across the world to travel somewhere new and get into that new explorative mode of a new place. Does that make sense? Like, you don't have to go across the world to travel somewhere new. You can travel to a different town that is close to you that you haven't been to. You can travel to a different beach that you haven't been to. If you can, travel to a different state that you haven't been to. You can do these mini travels where you're still allowing yourself to get into that flow and that childlike, explorative adventure energy, where you are seeing a new place for the first time and getting into that space of wonder and just getting into that flow of adventure and travel. Like, that is a huge part of living a life of freedom is so many people want to travel all over the world and just bounce around and be able to have this freedom to go where they want to go. And if you can't do that right now, if you can't go across the world or to your bucket list of destinations, at least simulate that same kind of travel energy and wonder in smaller doses in places that are more reachable for you right now. And make fun little days out of it, make fun little weekends out of it, and, you know, have a little itinerary or allow yourself to just be guided and flow to different places in this new area and explore new things and try new food and see new sights and just allow yourself to be in that free flowing space in a new place. And tip number three, okay, there's so many more that I have for you guys, but we're just going to start with these. Tip number three is start getting things moving. You know, I'm not saying you have to do all of this at once, but really look at your life and see what is an anchor for you, what's holding you down, what's holding you back, what's a cage for you, what's keeping you contained, keeping you bounded, keeping you small. And this can be friendships, this can be romantic relationships, this can be jobs, this can be where you live, this can be situations that you're in. There are so many things that could be anchors or cages or just limitations for you. So I want you to really look at your life and see what areas are holding you back and keeping you small. And now with that awareness, you can slowly start to take action to shed those things away. Okay. If something is an anchor for you, as scary as it might be, that is something that needs to be shed away. You do not need to live your life with tons of weights just attached to you. You do not have to live your life boxed up. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think that they have to live this way, but you don't, okay? So find the areas that are keeping you in this space and start chipping away, start shedding, start releasing, start letting go of all of the things, places, people, circumstances that are holding you back from living the life that you really want to live, that are holding you back from living the life that is destined for you, that are holding you back from living a life that is full of more love and joy and bliss and fun and peace. And yeah, it's gonna be a little uncomfortable and a little scary at first because no one likes to let go of things. No one likes to detach from things that are keeping them safe and comfortable. Of course, the ego wants to attach to these things, but slowly but surely, as you start to shed this stuff away, you will allow yourself to literally fly. You will allow yourself to make space for things that are gonna help you live a better life. You're gonna make space for people who are going to lift you up and boost you along this path instead of holding you back. So those are my first three tips for you guys. I hope that A, they made sense, and B, that you really do implement them, as uncomfy as they might be for you. If you start to really implement these things into your life, you will start to move towards a life and an energy of more freedom. Now, like I said before, if you feel like you want a deeper dive, if you feel like you want more help, more guidance with this, I would absolutely love to help you out. I truly have transformed my own life, and I went from literally living under a rock, it felt like, and not really doing anything with my life, to then feeling like I was trapped in jobs that I didn't like, feeling like I was trapped in relationships that weren't good for me, feeling like I was trapped in a space where I felt like I just wasn't blessed enough to travel, and I wasn't blessed enough to live this free-spirited life that I saw other people living. But eventually I was able to shed things and do the work and really cultivate this life that I'm living now. And if you follow my main Instagram, you'll see I truly am living the life of freedom that I have desired for a while. Like, I have been solo traveling for the last 10 months. I have been bouncing all around. I've been in Puerto Escondido, Mexico. I've been in Guatemala. I've been road tripping the US. I've been living in Hawaii for the past 2 months. Like, I am truly so blessed and so grateful that I am living this beautiful life. But that being said, this isn't something that is out of reach, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping you guys with this and helping you along the path, because I've done it myself and it is possible, and I want to be proof to you that this is possible. So anyways, that being said, if you would like to dive deeper into this, please reach out to me on my personal Instagram or my business Instagram, either at Kaya Hollerback or at findyourpower.co, and just message me the word freedom and I'll know exactly what you're talking about, and we can chat a little bit more. I can see how I can best help you, serve you, help you dive deeper into this, and then we can go from there. But yeah, that is it for this episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss a new episode. And then also, if you feel called, I would love if you shared this episode on your Instagram stories. I don't do any marketing for this podcast, so really the way that I'm able to help more people, tap into more people, build a bigger audience to make a bigger impact is when you guys share on your social medias and stuff like that. So if you feel called, I'd love if you shared. And then, yeah, other than that, I will end this off like I normally do. Make sure you go out into the world today and spread some love, some light, and some positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make. I love you all so much, and namaste.